The Coakley landfill on New Hampshire's seacoast is back in the headlines more than 30 years after it became a Superfund site. A rash of childhood cancer cases nearby and the discovery of toxic PFAS chemicals at the landfill have neighbors worried the site could be poisoning their drinking water. That's despite local officials' promises that the landfill is safe and under control. Today, in the first of a two-part series, NHPR's Annie Ropeek takes us inside Coakley with some of those officials to hear why they think the landfill is so misunderstood.
On the chain-link gates of Coakley Landfill, a crooked yellow sign warns, "Hazardous substances may be present. Keep out." But today, I'm going in for a rare tour. A group of local officials leads me down a rough gravel road toward the landfill. From here, it just looks like a huge grassy hill. And at the head of the pack, strolling in shirt sleeves and sunglasses, is Bob Sullivan, Portsmouth City Attorney. He can remember when Coakley wasn't so bucolic. In fact, he's one of the few people who've been part of this story since it began.
It started out as a quarry which had been exhausted of materials so that it was a big hole in the ground. A really big hole in the ground.
For years, this really big hole sat carved out of bare bedrock. Landfills in the 1970s weren't lined underneath or covered above. Coakley collected household, industrial, and municipal waste from nearby towns, including Portsmouth, from factories, and the old Pease Air Force Base.
And that was actually kind of state-of-the-art back in the 1970s when people looking to get rid of municipal waste, trash, they would find a hole in the ground somewhere and fill it up. Probably seemed like a good idea.
But lots of contaminants, like dioxins, mercury, and arsenic, were leaching out of the landfill through groundwater. In the early 80s, they started turning up in people's drinking water wells. The state shut down the landfill in 1985, and a year later, it became one of the nation's first Superfund sites, a federally managed toxic waste cleanup area.
If you want to walk up this road, you get a good view of the west.
Another one of my tour guides, Portsmouth City planner Peter Britz, leads the way up the slope of the landfill through thick, dry grass. All around us, metal and plastic pipes poke out of the ground. Some vent gas to keep the landfill from exploding. Others go all the way down to the groundwater to monitor the contamination. This whole system is part of the remedy the Environmental Protection Agency chose for Coakley in the 1990s. It involved piling the waste up and covering it with a thick, impermeable cap. That's the grassy hill we're standing on. And then monitoring it long term, expecting the toxins to fade away on their own. That was a standard procedure. Also standard, grouping the towns and businesses responsible for the pollution into one entity, the Coakley Landfill Group. They'd be in charge of paying for and carrying out the cleanup per the EPA's instructions. Once the cap was finished in the late 90s, this once chaotic Superfund site went quiet. Most neighbors were connected to public water, and over time, they stopped talking about Coakley. New families moved in who didn't even know the landfill was there. Bob Sullivan says testing shows contamination has declined steadily inside the landfill, just like they planned. These days, he thinks Coakley might be a nice place to sunbathe or sled.
In about 2 weeks, when this grass grows a little bit, it'll look like maybe the foothills in Wyoming.
To Sullivan, Coakley is a model Superfund, a safe, secure success story. But in 2016, all of that came into question.
Please help us gain control of this situation.
PFAS contamination had turned up in surface water at Coakley as part of routine tests. PFAS is a class of industrial chemicals that was common in American manufacturing until the early 2000s. It was in Teflon, Gore-Tex, food wrappers, firefighting foams. It doesn't biodegrade, and it's been linked to cancers and other serious diseases. PFAS was starting to hit the national radar back in 2016. The EPA put out an advisory limit on it that New Hampshire soon made law. Also that spring, the state had found a cluster of cancer cases on the seacoast. Now neighbors worried Coakley and PFAS were to blame. The people who were still using private wells came to Portsmouth City Council to beg for public water hookups. Here's another resident, Janet Tibbetts.
I honestly wonder how Peter Britz and Attorney Sullivan sleep at night. Have they no conscience?
Ms. Tibbetts.
I think it is time for the responsible parties to start to live up to that name and provide public water to Breakfast Hill in its entirety.
Portsmouth is still studying whether those public water hookups near Coakley are feasible. But Bob Sullivan and other officials say all the testing they've done shows the PFAS levels in people's wells are safe under current EPA standards. And they say what is there could be coming from other sources. It can't be tied definitively to Coakley. Bottom line, they say the landfill is not a risk to public health. As we reach the summit of this mountain of trash, Sullivan says he thinks politicians and the media are stirring up this controversy for personal gain.
I don't have any problem at all with people caring about Coakley. I think they should. But caring about it doesn't necessarily mean being upset about it.
I ask him if there's anything he'd have done differently at the start, as Portsmouth City Attorney, if he'd known Coakley's PFAS problem was coming.
Yeah, I think I'd have quit my job and gone into private practice.
What is it that's so aggravating about it?
We've done a really good job out here, complying with all the instructions we got from the Environmental Protection Agency. We've protected the public health and at the same time, as much as possible, protected the public taxpayer. And yet, we've been vilified to the nth degree.
Vilified by the people living right on the other side of the woods around Coakley. And those neighbors are not reassured.
I think we are in a mess, and I think we are the tip of the iceberg.
We'll hear their side of the story tomorrow. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.